listening to the Garden Nerd Tip of the Week podcast, brought to you by GardenNerd.com. I'm Christy Wilhelmi. Thanks for joining us.
Make fruit leather. Whether you're going backpacking this summer or just need another great way to use up the harvest, fruit leather is a great snack to make from garden fresh goodness. It's best done in a dehydrator, or in our case, a solar food dryer, or in the oven, and it's really easy to do. Use berries or any fruit you like. You don't even have to cook it first. You can also use frozen or canned fruit if the garden isn't quite keeping up with you this year. Start with a pint of fruit. That's all it takes. Puree it until smooth and add 2 teaspoons of lemon juice, or you could add ascorbic acid, 1/8 teaspoon, which is vitamin C if you happen to have any powdered vitamin C around, and that helps prevent darkening. You can also add spices like cinnamon, ginger, mint, or cloves to the mix. Spread the mixture on a silicone baking mat or on a cookie sheet that has a plastic lining, and spread it about 1/8 inch thick. Dry the fruit leather at 140 degrees. It takes about 8 hours in a dehydrator, about 18 hours in an oven, or up to 2 days out in the sun if you're just setting it out there. Once it's dry but still soft, it should be tacky but not stiff. Place the leather on parchment paper and roll it up. Cut the roll into 1-inch slices or however large you want them to be. They keep for up to a month at room temperature or 1 year in the freezer. For more information about drying fruit leathers, go to the website This Week Only and click on the link. While you're there, check out our latest newsletter for June at GardenNerd.com. Happy gardening! You can find more tips and tidbits for all your organic gardening needs at GardenNerd.com. I'm Christy Wilhelmi, and until next time, happy gardening!